That's Post Malone there, and Better Now right here on East Point Radio. Great other pleasure of your company as always. Mark Lindsay with the Monday Montage programme. Great to, as I say, have the pleasure of your company every Monday 9 through till 12 noon. The programme being repeated on a Monday night from 10 p.m. as part of our East Point Radio overnight overdrive service. And as we approach a quarter to 11, I'm very pleased to be able to welcome on the programme Ben Llewellyn, who's a director from the Claremont Pier, who I hope is on the line right now. Very good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning to you, Mark.
How are you? All right?
Yes, very good, very good. Another sunny day in Lowestoft, which makes a change.
Yes, it's looking very nice across the Lowestoft Harbour. I've been having a look this morning, actually, and it's looking as though it's going to be a very good day.
We're now getting out of the what they call the January blues, and February's now a new start of the year, as they say. We're sort of getting out of that coldness.
Yes, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Now, the Claremont Pier, of course, is a real focal point of Lowestoft. And tell us a little bit about the history of the Claremont Pier itself.
So the Claremont Pier was built in 1903. Obviously, it actually got blown up during the war. And obviously destroyed, obviously due to stop the obviously invasion on it. It was then rebuilt in about the 1950s which, by a famous actor who then sold it on to the David Scott family, which was in his ownership for the best part of about 50 years. Sadly, then they went into liquidation, which is when we bought it, which was just coming out of COVID in 2020. And it's been a roller coaster ever since.
It, as I say, it's a real focal point for Lowestoft, isn't it? And the history of the pier there is very, very interesting. And I've been onto the pier many, many times. Now, you have lots of attractions on the pier itself. Tell us a bit about those.
Yeah, we do. We have a really big arcade. We got bars, fish and chip shop. We got ice cream kiosk. We've just recently, last March, had an indoor crazy golf course built in there. So obviously that's been a good draw, especially in the bad weather days. We've tried to target all ages, really. So no matter how young you are or how old you are, there's always something to really do at the pier for families or couples, anything like that, really.
Now, the pier itself, as I say, being in a central location in Lowestoft, you must have a very wide catchment area from all the people walking down the prom there.
We do, yes. And to be honest, we're quite lucky, because most seaside towns are seaside towns where they have a very small population. But we're quite lucky that Lowestoft itself has, in the region, about 75,000 people population. So we do have a strong local following that do, support us all year round, which is absolutely fantastic. And that's why we sort of do the sort of events that we've been doing, like the free firework displays and stuff like that, as a thank you to the community for supporting us all year round.
Now, do you have facilities on the pier itself, like, meeting rooms, things like that, where people can come and hold local events?
Well, we do, yes. We have the beach bar downstairs. We do a private hire for parties and stuff like that, which, to be honest, actually works fantastic, because people will come down and they're like, we don't have to decorate the room. We can do a beach-themed party, fancy dress and stuff like that. And to be honest, that room is very, very popular for renting out. And it's not just for parties. We do it for free of charge for... recently we've done a course which is being done for CPR, obviously awareness, because someone had a fall outside. And we let them use the room free of charge. I mean, any local businesses, community groups and all that, we do let them use the room free of charge anyway.
Now, that sounds very, very interesting, I must admit. Now, the events for this year, 2025, as we look towards the spring, hopefully, and the summer, what sort of events have you got coming up? Have you got anything special that's going to be happening through the forthcoming months?
Well, it's hard this time of year, because obviously... a little bit about the pier as well is we have a lot of nesting birds in the Kittiwakes that nest on the pier. So they actually start nesting this month. So it's very hard to do any big event sort of thing, like we do the fireworks towards the end of the year and stuff like that, because the birds have left. But usually it's just live music and different smaller things, more events internally in the pier, you know, which is not big events, if you get me.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Now, looking towards people finding out more about the Claremont Pier itself, what's the best way they can find out more about the facilities that you have?
The most up-to-date, social media that we have is the Claremont Pier, with obviously the subsidiary places off it. Each bit of the pier has its own Facebook page as well. The website as well is a good way of obviously find out information, emailing in, stuff like that, and that's claremont-pier.co.uk.
Okay, that's good. Now, let's talk a bit some more about the facilities that you have on board the pier there. Now, I've had a look on your website, and it's so comprehensive. You've literally got something for all the family, haven't you?
Yes. That's the one thing we sort of tried and said that anybody coming down for the day can have some sort of enjoyment.
Yeah, certainly they can. And as I say, looking at the wide variety of facilities which you have there, as I say, I've been there many, many times and thoroughly enjoyed a visit to the Claremont Pier. Now, you mentioned the Kittiwakes there. Now, just offshore, near to the pier, there's various structures out at sea, which I understand they're there for the Kittiwakes as well. Is that true?
They are Kittiwake hotels, they're called. They're like the nesting pods. Obviously, they installed them, Orsted did, obviously, for the wind farms that they're building, because obviously the wind farms are killing them off, obviously, because the turbines spin so quick. Birds fly into them, and it's wiping them out. So what they've done is they built these structures. Obviously, it's much probably cost them a lot of money to do it. I think they only seen there's about 5 nesting birds here, and then obviously on the pier was like 1,000, like it normally is. So I don't think they got the email to say this is your new home yet.
it's very great that you are offering the facility for the Kittiwakes, though. Now, going back to the, if you like, the early days of the pier itself, did it used to be an extended pier to what it is these days?
Yes, it did. Yes, it used to go right out to sea, and it had a T-shape on it. And then what it was paddle boat steamers used to come in, pick the people up, and then go to London and stuff like that. Obviously, since then now, obviously, it's got destroyed and a lot of things. We are trying our best to reinstate the pier, but obviously, as you can imagine, funding is quite hard. And the other issue we've got is there's a sandbank now that's appeared on the outskirts of Lowestoft. So what you've got is 100 metres past the pier with a sandbank means that no decent-sized boats can actually come into land anyway. So even if we did reinstate the pier with the T-shape, we could never get a paddle boat steamer to the pier because of the sandbank.
I see. So it's not likely to be reinstated as a place where steamers can call in then?
No, it will never be doing that. We have looked into, spoken to a local firm about if we did reinstate it, doing like what they call sea, where people go out to sea and they look at the different things, like a guided tour or a trip back and forth to Southwold from there in a smaller boat. Obviously, but we've got to get out a lot further than what we are now, and we're talking millions, so I don't think that'll be in the near future.
Now, I'm just going to ask you about the fact that you mentioned that these days running a pier must be a very expensive operation with all the various regulations that you have to meet.
Yes, and to be honest, the looming, new laws coming in as well do make it a very scary time for it. Obviously, talking about politics and stuff like that is always a bad thing. But yeah, it's not looking great for us as a business as a whole in like the near future. Hopefully something will come out. We've got our fingers crossed for it. But at this present moment in time, it's not looking good, no.
Now, can local businesses get involved with the Claremont Pier and, possibly from the point of view of sponsoring various activities on the pier? Does that happen?
So what we've done is, obviously, we're we're trying to reinstate the back of the pier, and we offer a sponsor board for the general public to buy. Business can also do the same and put their logo down. When we do big events like the fireworks, we do call upon local business, say, look, would you like to sponsor the event? And to be honest, it's always been quite, you know, people are always willing to help out. And we always say, give what you can, not we want X amount. So obviously, because some businesses want to help out, but obviously, like every business these times, you know, it's hard for everyone, do you know what I mean? So we do try to work with as many local businesses as we can, promoting, you know, because if local businesses do well, then we do well. It's a circle of life, isn't it?
It certainly isn't. I think you provide a wonderful service there at the Claremont Pier. Now, can we give those details out once again, Ben, for how people can find out more about the pier itself and how possibly they can get involved or even come on board the pier? And as you said, that you have facilities there that people can hire for various events. So can we give that detail out again?
Yeah, no problem. So it's our website is clare-pier.co.uk, and then obviously social media is obviously the Claremont Pier, and obviously all the various businesses on there then have their own individual pages. Emailing, obviously we are very prompt in our response to emails, and yeah, any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch.
That sounds good. Now, one thing which I will just mention is the fact that I've said you're very central, obviously, in Lowestoft, but the very fact is you have great car parking facilities all around the area of the pier, which is absolutely great for people coming in to visit the pier for a day or even a longer period, isn't it?
That is, yeah, 100%. That is the one good thing we've got. We've got car parking here, which is quite substantial, which does help massively in, obviously, people parking and using the facilities on not just us, but other local businesses as well. It's a massive help.
It certainly is. Now, it's great to talk to you this morning, Ben, and to find out more about the Claremont Pier, centrally based, of course, in Lowestoft for the folks who are living outside of the area. So thanks for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ben. There we were talking to Ben Llewellyn, who's a director of the Claremont Pier in Lowestoft, all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.
When all the tears are rolling down your face,